Hello.
Hello.
Science.
Arts.
I'm a cosmologist.
What's that?
I study the marriage of space and time.
The perfect couple.
That was the trailer for The Theory of Everything, one of the biggest films of the year. It's made a star out of leading man Eddie Redmayne, but less well known is the company which made many of the film's outfits. Angels has been going since 1840, and creative director Jeremy Angel is the seventh generation of his family to work in the business. Over the years, he's gained some unique insights into the world of costume making.
On The Theory of Everything, Eddie Redmayne's costumes at the very beginning of the film were deliberately too small for him to make him look gangly and slightly nerdy, I suppose. And then as the disease got more and more control over him, the costumes that Eddie was given were much bigger than they should be for him to make him look smaller as a person. So the costume was used by the designer and by Eddie Redmayne to allow him to create the persona of Stephen Hawking even better.
Next on the tour is the men's tailoring department.
Everything in here is what we do to achieve the creation of male costumes when we have to make them from scratch.
There's a huge ledger. It looks like something out of a Jane Austen novel. But it's filled with numbers, symbols that I can't quite decipher. What's in here?
This is our fittings book. So any actor who's come in here, we've got their name written in here and all their measurements. Kenneth Branagh, Charles Dance, Johnny Depp's in here as well. So you've got modern actors, you've got period actors.
So can I have a look at Johnny Depp's measurements?
I'm afraid not, no. Some people get very offended if people will know what their size is, so we keep that secret.
Oh, extra security for this room.
This is our badge room. This is an extremely important room for military because the biggest thing on military that matters is the detail, especially when it's in the cinema. One button that's wrong ruins the whole outfit, and trust me, there are people out there who know if a button is wrong.
In front of us, the Green Serge outfits, yes. They're First World War era, aren't they, from Warhorse?
Yes, we haven't even deranked them because they were used so much after that film was shot. They went out again for theatre productions and other things like that, so we left the ranking on because the accuracy in the film was what they all do on the stage.
So from a business point of view then, the more successful the film and the theatre production, the better it is for you?
Potentially, yes. With the example of Wicked, we make all the costumes for the Wicked that travels around, and Wicked Germany, Wicked Holland, Wicked Australia and things like that. We made all the costumes here.
Celebrity customers can be very demanding, including one legendary writer.
On the wall in front of me, there's four or five letters signed by Charles Dickens. Now, is that the Charles Dickens, the novelist?
Yes, Charles Dickens was a customer of ours back in 1848, and what you're actually looking at is a letter of complaint. He borrowed some costumes to go to America to put on his plays, unfortunately hit bad weather 2-3 weeks into the trip and came back and didn't want to have to pay for the costumes that he had, and this was the argument about getting the money from him and how much he was charged.
The saying goes that Hollywood is where dreams are made, but this costumier in an unassuming part of London can surely lay its own claim to that accolade.